You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Flitter, here to speak with my buddy Chris Haft, who has been covering the very exciting San Francisco Giants, by the way, for a team that is probably not going to the postseason. But, oh, my goodness, Chris, let's talk about the game as we're recording this that happened last night and an epic matchup between Madison Bumgarner and Aroldis Chapman. But why don't I just leave the floor open to you? What stood out to you with this whole situation?
Well, number one, it was a heck of an at-bat by Madison Bumgarner, but I think every Giants fan and member of the front office was watching almost in fear, because what if Madison Bumgarner fouls a pitch off his foot or something like that? We have Aroldis Chapman, who doesn't have the greatest control on earth, throws one a little too close to Madison Bumgarner's noggin, and something unfortunate happens. It was definitely a risk-reward type situation. I could see why Bruce Bochy did it. He didn't have anybody really better on his bench to pinch hit in that situation. So, this one can be debated loud and long.
Madison Bumgarner likes to hit too, right? I mean, this isn't like just some like random happenstance. I mean, he likes the bat in his hand.
Madison Bumgarner loves to hit. He has 5 home runs this year. He's going to win the Silver Slugger, I'm sure, for pitchers. You know, he's the best hitting pitcher in the league. He's more competent up there than just about any pitcher. And if there's a pitcher as a hitter who can maybe handle the role as Chapman, it's Bum. I guess he was the second pitcher ever to face the role as Chapman, some such stat. And the first pitcher to reach base off, and that just says a lot about Bumgarner. It was a heck of an at bat. He fell behind 0-2. And fought back to draw the walk. He was a professional hitter. It's just that he also happens to be the Giants' best pitch, by far their best starting pitcher, and some would deem too valuable to risk using as a pinch hitter in that situation.
What was the crowd reaction when he came out on deck?
Nobody was. I don't think anybody was thinking about the negatives. Everybody was thrilled.
I can imagine. So this had been a little bit of a disappointing outcome, back and forth. How long did this game take with the Reds?
I'm sorry?
How long did this game take, this 9-8 affair between the Giants and the Reds? It seemed to be
It was a mere 4 hours and 2 minutes. But it was an exciting 4 hours and 2 minutes, that's for sure. There's no way they can top that game tonight in the finale of the series, even though it's... the Giants are on the fringes of the race. They're trying to hang on. When this 9-game homestand started, people were saying, well, they have to go 8-1 or 9-0 just to have hopes of staying with the Dodgers. Well, they've gone 4-1, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it was quite an affair last night.
I can imagine. I want to stay on the Madison Bumgarner topic, because he's just so fascinating and so much fun to talk about. Since we last talked, he had a near-perfect game, which is kind of like what you think could happen every single time this guy takes the mound. So that's exciting. And it's the way that baseball breaks your heart, this is a pretty good example. So he gives up – the reason he didn't have a perfect game is because he gave up a base hit with 2 outs in the 8th inning to someone who was 0-10 against him with 6 strikeouts, and Melvin Upton Jr. Does that make that more disappointing or gut-wrenching, however you want to describe it, when it's someone that probably shouldn't have gotten a hit off of him, ends up ruining that kind of feat?
Oh, it's definitely gut-wrenching. Madison's been through this a lot before. I forget how many times he's taken a no-hitter into the later innings, but it's happened so often. It's happened at least once, twice a year for the last 3-4 seasons. Eventually, he's going to get one of these things. But there was some palpable disappointment, even though he among the, it was, but that was all among witnesses and spectators. Madison himself, I don't think really. I mean, he might. I'm sure he cared, but he didn't let it ruin his evening, so to speak.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this one last topic with you. I thought that was very interesting, something you wrote on concussions and just talking to Bruce Bochy about how they seem to be more prevalent now than they were in Bochy's day. And he was saying that he never had a concussion in his playing time. And I found it kind of funny just because I feel like, and I wanted to see if you agreed with that, just like, it's not that there's more concussions now, it's just that they're being diagnosed. Whereas back then it was sort of like, you know, it was more of like a tough guy thing. Like, oh, so you got hit in the head, you know, just keep playing. And there wasn't so much the medical exams and people like being really kind of, you know, careful about it. I mean, do you agree with that, or do you think that it is happening more now? Like, what's your take on that? You've been covering this game forever.
Forever, thanks. Well, I remember witnessing one of the first, I guess it was one of the first, or maybe the first incident that started a lot of this vigilance, if you will, you know, toward concussions. And it was Mike Matheny taking a foul tip. And he took a couple of them, I guess, in one game. I think it was May 30th to May 31st of 2006. And then in his career, now, since then, it just seems like people, you know, teams everywhere have been more vigilant about what happens when somebody gets, you know, even a mild form of head trauma. And that had to have, that stuff had to have happened a lot, or at least with the same frequency, I should say, not a lot, but with the same frequency as it happens now back in Bruce Bochy's day. And yet, as he said, no, people did not sit out. And I think it was just a matter of recognition and knowledge that got things to this point. And I think it's a good thing, obviously. It's going to help people avoid more serious problems.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I mean, when Mike Matheny came out and really made this sort of more of an issue, I mean, I sort of saw that as a turning point. Because when somebody with that kind of credibility comes out and says something like that, that's got to have more of an impact than just people randomly talking about it.
Certainly. I mean, there's a guy who experienced it firsthand. And to see guys take a foul tip, and Hector Sanchez, particularly a backup catcher of the Giants, has had severe problems with this stuff. He just seems like a magnet for these foul tips. And it's the poor guy, it seems like he's getting punch drunk when he's back there. I mean, I think he's had average a concussion a year the last two or three years. And it's just, you know, it's sad to see a guy knocked woozy. I mean, you fear for him. You fear for his, he's got a, you know, they've got invariably family and kids, and he just don't want to see these things happen. So all the attention that's brought to it now and the extra care, it's a good thing.
I agree with you. Okay, thanks, Chris. Great conversation. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.